The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Oh, man, just glad to be alive. Very thankful for today. So if you're out and about, use caution when you're on the roads. But school is out. So, I mean, you know, we shouldn't have any issues. Memorial Day is already behind us and we're kicking off summer. And I'm telling you right now, if you've been by Pensacola State College lately, you know that they're adding programs every day. There's so many cool things to get into. And my guest this morning, Dr. Michael Payne, he is the department head from the business department at Pensacola State College. Dr. Payne, if I would have had something like Pensacola State College right in my backyard like we do here in Pensacola, I would have had so many degrees. It would have been insane. But I grew up about an hour and a half away from our nearest community college or any higher learning at all after high school. So it just really wasn't something I got into. But I live right over by the Gulf Breeze campus there in Midway. And like I said, if I had that in my backyard, I'd be going there every day and just loading up on degrees. So let's talk about that today. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. It is sunny and perfect outside.
It really is. This is Chamber of Commerce weather, as we call it around here in the studio. So thank you for making it in. I know you're probably really busy over there at PSC. So you're the department head for the business department. So what is it you do on a daily basis?
Well, we have several different functions within the business department. We have accounting, technology. We have criminal justice technology. We have your traditional business degrees. As a matter of fact, we have bachelor's degrees as well, right? And yes, we have paralegal. So if you want to get out and get a job, our whole function is to go here to get there. There being wherever you want to be.
Right.
So if you want a job, if you want to make some money, you can be a paralegal. Getting out within 2 years, you make $60,000 a year.
What?
You can be a dental hygienist over on Warrington campus. You can go through that program, make a good $60,000 a year. We're there to help our community grow and to make money.
Do you think that's often a barrier for people? They think, oh, I can't go back to school now. That'll take me so many years and so much money. And you're saying that you can have a certificate or a degree to get a great job. 60 grand a year is nothing to sneeze at.
That isn't something to sneeze at.
Right.
Let me talk about that for a minute. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. We have a brand new charter school on the Warrington campus. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up all of our campuses because we have a thriving Santa Rosa campus out there. We have Warrington campus, we have Milton, and we even have one up in Century. So it doesn't really matter where you live. We have a campus that can service you. But as far as getting the jobs, how exciting. We just opened a brand new charter school on our Warrington campus. It opened, and I tell you, to see our graduates that just went through at our graduation ceremony, it was fantastic. Right. And now, new this year, they're going to be open for 9th and 10th grade as well.
Yes, we talk about the Charter Academy a lot on the show, and that is a great program. Kids can get, you know, college credits and be earning an associate's while they're in high school. So that's great. And now that's open for 9 through 12.
9 through 12. And that's exciting because here's what can happen. Not only can you take 9 through 12 there, but when you graduate from 12th grade, you graduate with an associate's degree.
Wow.
That associate's degree guarantees you transfer into a Florida public college. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not always exactly easy to get into Florida State or to Florida or UWF. Mm-hmm. There are some programs there, and we prepare you for you. We get you the guaranteed transfer. So if that's something you want to do, we can help you get there. But even more importantly than going and just finding a way to get somewhere else, you can get that two-year degree, and then we also have bachelor's programs right here at Pensacola State College. Many people don't realize we have the bachelor's programs. So we have them in cybersecurity and entrepreneurship. We have all sorts of business bachelor's degrees, and we have, on Warrington, we have our nursing bachelor's degrees.
Yes, and whoever wants to go into that field, please do, and God bless you. We need as many qualified nurses and doctors as we can possibly get. And I think this area is going to be definitely a magnet for that with our healthcare system here and Baptist and everything. All right. So you mentioned the degrees and the accreditation. So you guys go through the same accreditation process that all the big name schools do here in Florida and around the country, right?
Right. Right now we are accredited through the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. It's fantastic. That's what pretty much everybody in the Southeast uses. There are some legal changes coming down where we may be switching our accreditation, but it'll be the same same process, same wonderful education, and same outcomes.
Tell me about the PSC to UWF program. What is that about?
Fantastic. Mm. So many people remember us as Pensacola Junior College, and our sole purpose was to say, get you in there, get 2 years here, get you into a program or a technical certificate, and then get you out into the workforce. And we still do that. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you want to be an accountant, you come, you join in one of our programs. Within a year, I can get you some accounting certificates. We can get you a job making a good $40,000, $50,000 a year just doing some bookkeeping, some QuickTime, things to make you money now so that you can continue in college. Mm-hmm. And then after 2 years, you end up with that associate's and we transfer you directly up the street into UWF. And we love our sister school, UWF. They do so many good things. That leads into something else, though. So it's not just the 2+2 program. So that 2+2 program is good. The associate's degree, if you get the associate's of arts, you can get in at UWF. You can get in at Florida State. You can get in Florida. You can get in all the state universities. But we have an articulation agreement with UWF for something very special. And that something very special is we have just a wonderful staff and faculty. Jerry Goldstein teaches a class. And that class is business climate. And why that's important is that class lets you take your first graduate degree class while you're still at Pensacola State College. It's an undergraduate for us and a graduate for them. It counts as your first two classes in an MBA program right up the street. Wow. So if you come get your four-year degree with us, we have an agreement with them up the street that you'll get your MBA.
A lot of the times, especially in my line of work, being a musician, going into a group that you may have never performed with, it's always that fear of the unknown. So while you're still at PSC and you're comfortable and you've been there for a while doing, you know, doing your best, then you can kind of get that taste of the graduate program without having to leave, without having to go in and just jump headfirst into the unknown, right?
And just think about that. If you're a if you're an enlisted sailor or airman or a naval officer and you're transferring in, you're in maybe the Marine Training Squadron, and you want to know where to send your kids to school, you can send your kids to school right now at our Charter Academy. They can go through. They can get their associate's degree when they graduate, stay in the same school for two more years, finish their bachelor's degree, and they can be working on their MBA at UWF before they're even old enough to buy a drink.
That is great, man. That is so cool. Like I said, I wish I had something like this when I was growing up. We're talking about the Charter Academy and all the other great programs at Pensacola State College. Go to, is it pensacolastate.edu?
Pensacolastate.edu. Yeah. And all you have to do is click enroll now. And if you don't want to click enroll now and you have some questions, we have a little button there that says Let's Talk. It'll put you in a queue. And you can have somebody call you back on your time and your schedule so that we can help you get where you want to be.
Yes. And you have qualified, caring advisors with the hearts of teachers ready to help right there on the other end of the line. And they'll call you back on your schedule. That's even better. You can apply directly for a course, get ready to start, continue the college adventure. Go to pensacolastate.edu. My guest this morning, Dr. Michael Payne, he is the department head for the business department at PSC. Let's talk about business, starting your own business. If somebody is a young entrepreneur and they've got the dreams of starting their own business right here in our community and they want to even give back and serve our community, how can PSC help with that?
So many of our students watch television. They see Mark Cuban and they see Shark Tank and they can relate to that. And they go, oh, I really wish, how do I get up and give that presentation?
Right.
How do I build that business plan so that I can be a multimillionaire? Well, it turns out we just happen to have one of those who is faculty on staff. His name's Gene Valentino, and if you haven't met him, he's just a fantastic philanthropist, and he does so many good things for the community. But one of the things that he did is he donated just an absolute ton of technology, so we have the Gene Valentino conference room and classroom in Building 10 on the Pensacola State College campus. And he is part, with Dr. Nancy Johnson, of developing our entrepreneurship bachelor program. We have an associate's and a bachelor program in that, with certificates included. Wow. And those are so fantastic because we'll have a practicum and we will say, you know what, you want to start a business? We're going to help you build that business plan. There's a business plan class. There's a practicum where you sit in front of actual angel investors and people with ideas, and you learn how the corporate structure actually happens, and we help you. And if you are the number one student in that practicum, we're even going to give you some space in the CoLab downtown. That's right. We're going to give you some free office space if you win the practicum there.
Wow.
So we want our businesses to be successful. We're a partner in the community.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, I'm going to have to change what I say on the show, because a lot of the times when I'm talking to business professionals on the show, I always say, well, there's no class for running our own business. They don't teach us this in school. But now I can't say that anymore, because you do. You can get an actual degree in entrepreneurship. That is amazing. All kinds of support for our young business professionals. If you aren't looking to go into business on your own and you're sort of relying on your test scores and you know, you know you're there for that. Like me, I kind of bombed my ACTs a little bit. I wasn't that great on. I'm not a great test taker. So for somebody who's really kind of relying on these scores and wanting to get into maybe a different school, what do you have for help with the SATs and the ACTs?
Oh, so fantastic.
Yeah.
So this Saturday in my building, the business building, so if you want to come on by and you want to see, hey, what actually happens at this building? Where is the technology? What goes on there? We're having the SATs in-house at the building this weekend.
Oh.
And let's be honest, not everybody is going to ace the SATs or the ACTs or any of the tests. But we have a different degree. Our degrees are called applied science degrees. So we have a Bachelor of Applied Science. That means we apply. We tell you how to actually use something. It's not just theory. It's how to make an actual change. And if you want to get better at the SATs, we have a test center and we have study help and we have courses that can get you. It's not just about becoming good at tests, though. It's about changing your life, learning how to get where you want to be, doing what you want to do.
Right. It's a way to sort of sample, if you will, you know, different routes that you could take in your life. Because I think a lot of people, when they get out of high school, they, you know, I knew what I wanted to be, but I wasn't exactly sure how I was even going to get there. But I know a lot of people, they had no idea what they wanted to do with the rest of their life after they got out of high school. So this is a great way for our people to come by and tour PSC and see what you have to offer, see the many classes that you have. Then one of the new courses, I think, is just, it's a hot button topic always on the show, is cybersecurity and cyber forensics. If you love watching the show CSI, which I know my parents love that show, if you're interested in that, how does PSC, what is the course like for cyber forensics at PSC?
Well, how fun is that? I mean, we watch CSI, we see the crimes. I can hear the music in my head as we're talking
right.
about this
yeah.
show,
yep.
right? We have that there. We have computer specialists like you cannot believe, but we also have police specialists and crime scene investigation specialists who teach and instruct at our school. You'll get in, and I tell you what, maybe you think cybercrime's for you, or maybe you think any number of these courses for you. You had mentioned that some people might not be sure what they want to take. That's okay. We have an Associate of Arts at our program. And that Associate of Arts says, hey, you know what? I want to take a little test, a little taste over here of what this is like, what that's like. And so maybe you come in and you take a lower level class in cyber computing. And cyber forensics. And I tell you, the cyber part is fun, but one of the things we just did this past spring, which I gotta tell you, is just a blast. We went up to a different campus and we buried a pig carcass.
Oh,
right?
Actual carcass.
An actual pig carcass.
Okay.
And then we took our forensic students out and we had an actual pig dig. We said, here's a crime scene. We cordoned it off. We put the police tape out.
Wow.
We started digging and we started looking for clues. And we said, what's happening here? and our instructors led them through it. And these are the CSI individuals of the future. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, a lot of people come to our school not just because they want to get out and make some money, but they want to get into the details and the nitty-gritty now. Mm. They want to learn how to do something applicable now. If you're a computer scientist and you this is the way you want to go and this is what you want to learn, come in. Take a test, a test course, jump in, see how it fits. Does it fit right for you? If not, let's try something else. Mm-hmm. We have so many programs, we have something right for you.
Right. If you're not into the CSI, maybe you are more interested in the legal side of it, you know, paralegal or pre-law. You've got that as well.
I tell you, that's all. And so when people bring that up, they have dollar signs in their head because they think the lawyers, we see all the billboards that are out there right now. Yeah. We see those dollar signs and we can get money for you. Mm. Well, the little secret about what these lawyers do, the people who do all the real detailed work, and they'll tell you, those are the paralegals. And we have lawyers who have passed the bar on staff and they teach these classes. I tell you Dr. Natasha Simpson, Judge Langham, we have real judges and real lawyers who come in and teach these classes so that you don't know some big theory about the law. You know how to apply the law so that when you get out and you want to get a job, you have real recommendations from people who are in the industry who can help you. Because we've heard it, networking.
Right.
That's how you get the job.
Mm-hmm. And showing up on day one, probably already ahead of most of the people that are competing for your position. That's very valuable. And PSC can help you out with that. Go just Google PSC, Pensacola State College. Go to pensacolastate.edu. On the very first page, you will find a Let's Talk button. Click that and you can register and an advisor will call you back on your schedule. My guest this morning, Dr. Michael Payne, he is the department head for the business department at PSC. If you have any questions or comments, I'm going to open up the text and the calls 437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's the news Radio Pensacola expert panel, talking about some of the barriers that keep people from wanting to further their education and improve on their on themselves. That would be cost and time. If somebody's thinking, oh well, I don't have the money to go back to school, I can't afford this. Why should people not let the money stop them? What can PSC do for them?
How often does it happen that you pull your wallet out of your pocket and it comes out there and then all you see is a little bit of lint? No one wants to be in that situation. Right?
Library card.
Right.
That's it.
And so recently the Florida legislature passed and it was signed so some vouchers so that you can go to the school that you want in high school or any other school. Mm. But that's not the case with our charter school that you have to worry about which voucher, which not voucher. We have this charter school that is local and you don't have to pay for the charter school. You can go there and get a head start. So if you don't feel comfortable wherever you're living, you just moved in and you're not sure, we have something there for you. But there's a big number out there, and it's always bolded whenever we give one of our commercials or one of those things out there. Mm-hmm. Over 95% of our students graduate debt-free.
Wow.
They don't end up owing anything because we either fill out a form called the FAFSA and we help them qualify for financial aid. But you may be thinking, you know what, hey, I had financial aid before, I burned through it, I used all my GI Bill, I used everything that I thought I had access to, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. We have over 300 individual scholarships that we can give out, so we have a separate scholarship application. So we try and find ways to help you find money to go here to get there.
Mm. And the other barrier that keeps people away sometimes will be just the scheduling and the time. You know, I can't be in school during the day. I have to work. So what flexible schedule options do we have at Pensacola State?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So many schedule options. We have the traditional, if you want the traditional student where you're going in a classroom day to day, we have that during the day. We also have online, and so you can take those pretty much whenever it is located. They're not self-paced. They keep you moving along the way, so you're getting everything that you would get in a traditional in-person course. But even better than that, we have hybrid courses and we have night courses. We find ways to get the education to you so that you can succeed.
Mm. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We only have a few moments left. My guest this morning, Dr. Michael Payne, the business department at PSC, Pensacola State College. Go to pensacolastate.edu and click the Let's Talk button and learn more about these programs, the financial assistance, the flexible schedules, the Charter Academy for our 9th through 12th graders, just basically getting them out into the world prepared to go to a job interview, prepared to communicate with a future employer, maybe prepared to start their own business and be an entrepreneur and give back to our community. You talked about some of the technology in the Gene Valentino room from his generous donation. For people who are interested in high tech, we've talked a little bit about the cybersecurity. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the technology there located at PSC.
All right. So this is fantastic. If you think these are the days of getting your education by just sitting in an auditorium with 600 people mm-hmm. and having them tell you what you need to memorize, it goes so far beyond that now. To give you an example, if you go onto our Warrington campus, they have a room there that's a virtual room where you can go in and you can get tested as a nurse or dental hygienist or whichever program they have, mm-hmm. and it projects all around you. So you have a real life scenario. You're embedded in a real working emergency room, surgical room. You name it, they have that.
Are you wearing the big VR goggles or is
it
all?
You don't have to. It's actually projected on the room around there.
What?
But they have that technology. And taking that a step further, we talked earlier about how to get some money for some of this cool technology and, mm-hmm. and how to get in. And maybe I want to participate and I don't know how to do that. How often have you thought about our traditional sports programs? We have sports programs over there that are just dying for our athletes to come in and take and learn and grow. And so you can come in and transfer, whether it be soccer, volleyball, you name it, we have those sports. But speaking of technology, we have an esports team, an electronic sports team. That's right, we're that focused on technology, and they have the ability to earn scholarships too. They were one of the best in the entire nation that year. And so if you're a person who's traditionally at home and you're not on a campus, that's okay. We have a way that we can accommodate you, and we can find a way for you to learn and have fun doing it.
I feel out of the loop. Esports? Explain that to me a little. Is this like playing John Madden's football game, or what is this? What is esports?
That's one of the games, but really? There are many games out there. And what happens are we have traditional physical sports, mm-hmm. and those are wonderful, and I enjoy going to them. If you get a chance to go out and have a hot dog, enjoy one of our sports events, please do.
Yeah.
But the esports are just the same. We have our students sit down in a room in front of these computers. They throw on their headsets and they'll compete in your traditional sports venues like Madden, but they'll also do maybe different war games, all sorts of electronic games, and they compete to see who's some of the best in the world.
Wow.
Now, I'm a little bit of the older generation, so I'm probably not good at that. The best I can probably do is one of the heuristics from Pac-Man. But I think that technology's probably gone a little farther than that.
Yes, it has. The last time I tried to play my Xbox, those kids on there, I mean, I think they were like 5 and 6 years old, and they're on there talking trash because I just am not good at that game, and they would kill me every time. But so many different options, so many fun. It just sounds like so much fun, you know? I mean, back in the day when you went to a community college or you went to any higher education after high school, it just seemed like there were a lot of struggles there. There were a lot of barriers there. And especially if you went in not really knowing exactly what you wanted, you almost got set on a path that was hard to get out of. But it looks like Pensacola State has made it easy to sample, find what's right for you, and an affordable option to where you graduate debt-free with a degree or a certificate that you can actually use, that you're going to be excited about. Because I really feel like if you get up and you enjoy your work and you want to go to work every day, then it'll never feel like work. It really won't. So what's your favorite part of your job? How long have you been at PSC?
I've been at PSC for about 7 years. Oh. And I will tell you, I follow a Pygmalion approach where smiles beget smiles. They are contagious, and mm-hmm. positivity begets positivity. Right. It's a good place to be. We have a family atmosphere where we bring you in, we take care of you. And I'm glad you brought up some of the issues and the challenges that historically have been there. We have a system called Pirates Care because we're Pensacola Pirates, and
right.
we do care. And so if you have food insecurity or you don't know how you're going to get to campus and you're not sure how you're going to succeed, we have Pirates Care, a system set in place that we can identify that. We can even help you get clothes for that job interview.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I wish we had another 30 minutes because I'm sure there's a lot more to this that we could talk about and a lot that we could highlight. But thank you so much for being here today. Dr. Michael Payne, the department head for the business department at PSC. Go to PensacolaState.edu. If you missed any of this, we're going to post this as a podcast on our website, newsradio923.com. This is great stuff. Great opportunity at Pensacola State. Thank you so much.